Welcome to another edition of our chat with Rian Yildan, Digital Marketing, RJDM. Joining us here on eRadio is Rian Yildan. And this week, we're moving from social media to websites, and more specifically, SEO. That's a very, very interesting topic. Very broad topic, but we're getting into it today. Rian, hello and welcome back.
Hi, Ian. Thank you very much for having me online again. And I believe that congratulations should be in order. I believe the eRadio station is 4 years old today.
Yes. Well, this wonderful entire month. Yeah, thanks, Rian.
Yeah, indeed. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Much appreciated. I mean, you obviously know what it takes to get a business off the ground, and also how important SEO is, organic SEO specifically. So today we're talking about how blog posts, in fact, can enhance your organic SEO. So tell us all about it, Rian.
Absolutely. This talk is aimed at smaller businesses and individuals, not for corporations. So just to clarify, the SEO is search engine optimization. And I promise you, in our trade, that's almost like a swear word because it's such a broad term that you have to be very, very careful, because most people don't understand exactly how SEO works. So search engine optimization, there's three sides to it. So one is obviously the paid version, which is Google Ads and everything else that goes with it. The other side of it is organic, and that is very, very difficult and it takes time. And the other thing that everybody wants to be number one on Google always. That's basically what SEO is. But what they neglect to say is, yes, you want to be number one on Google, but under what search term? So in other words, if you want to be number one on Google as a guest house, you'll never get there. But you might get there if you are the only guest house in Paris in the Free State. That, you understand? So there's a direct search and there's an indirect search. And that's what most people don't understand about SEO, is the broad term search. It's easy to get your number one under your name, and I'm going to touch on that just now. Because that is a Google My Business listing, then for a specific search, you're number one immediately. But on a broad-term search, that's a whole different story. So for tonight's or today's talk, we're basically looking at the organic, not paid versions, and how you can optimize your website to get a little bit of organic SEO going.
Well, that sounds exciting, Rian, and obviously you know what you're talking about because you're doing SEO for a lot of businesses. So,
yes.
So let's get into it. Where do we start?
Certainly. So organic, the way that you have to increase your, or that you can use to increase your SEO, is relevant keywords. The easiest way to explain that is, say, for example, you are a venue that does weddings or a restaurant that also does weddings. But you don't have weddings anywhere on your website. You will not come up under the search term weddings, obviously. So if you are a restaurant with a wedding venue, you obviously have to have a page covering weddings and everything that goes with it. And that's where you actually optimize these keywords in the background. So you can't just be a restaurant that also does weddings and then you think everybody will pick it up. That's one of the things. So increase relevant keywords. The other one is fresh content signals to search engines. Now, there's one very, very plain way to explain it, and it's very simplified, but we're also giving away our age in this process. Remember when you and I were at school, we still had those overhead projectors with the transparencies.
Absolutely, yes.
So I can bore you with Google's spiders that crawls the web and everything, and it's just not going to make sense. So the easiest way to explain it is, imagine a transparency on a projector. And that content that's there is your website. So what happens is Google will come past and compare in 3 months' time. They'll compare that transparency with the one of 3 months ago. And if anything on that transparency changed, that is SEO. So they'll kick you up because there's new content on your site. If this transparency is exactly the same and it matches exactly, it just moves on and your SEO stays where it is. It's a very simplified way to explain it, but that will give you an idea.
Brilliant way of explaining it. Thanks, man.
Yes. So once you've done your website and you've covered everything, it's very difficult to keep changing the information in order to change that transparency, for lack of a better way. So the easiest way to do that is by blog posts. So every time you publish a new blog, a new story, a new recipe, whatever, and that Google comes past and compares it, there's new content and that creates organic SEO for you. Does that make sense?
Of course, yeah. No, absolutely.
There we go. Then two other ways that's also good is internal linking and backlinking. So it's basically, let me just try and think of an example. Say, for example, you are a paint company. You could, for example, on your website say, if you buy a paint with us, we recommend painter A, B, and C. That's a outgoing link. And then obviously the same should happen then from the painters. I'm a painter, but if you buy a paint linked to this business, that's the incoming link. So those kind of links, as long as they are relevant, you don't just, we call it link farms, just don't go and link to every single business that you can just because you want links, because that's actually detrimental. So if you're a paint company and a painter and it's relevant, by all means. It's just also a very plain explanation, but it should give you the idea. And then why we say blogs is a good way. If you write blogs, that's obviously long-form content, like we call it. So you want to keep your audience or your the person that clicks onto your website, you want to keep him on your website for as long as possible. So the only way to do that, unless you are a big corporate type of thing with and a shopping site, is by giving out information. So if I land on your site and you just sell paint, great. But I buy the paint and off I go. If you are a paint shop and you tell me this is how you make a color chart, this is the new colors, this is new the new trends in blocks, I'm going to spend a lot more time on that website. And the amount of time that I spend there, the longer people spend time on your website, the higher the SEO for that site. So in short, those are the five things that you can do for organic SEO. But I also want to touch on Google My Business listing. And that is actually the most important thing for your SEO. Remember I said in the beginning, I can have you on Google number one basically tomorrow, depending on your business, for a direct search. This is how you do it. So for the people that doesn't know Google My Business listing, let's say let's use the paint shop again, ABC Paints. If I go and say ABC Paints Port Elizabeth, and you open up a Google page, some of those results will come back as a block on the right. Have you seen that?
Yes, absolutely. I've seen that so many times.
That's right. So the company profile comes up. You can click to the website. Yeah. You can call from that. But that is a Google My Business listing site. So if it's a free listing that you can claim from Google, or you can get one of us, like people like us, to do it for you and optimize the thing for you. But for a direct search, if you don't have that listing, you are wasting your time doing any other SEO optimization, basically. So that's your first point of call. It's a direct link. Make sure your information on that profile is correct, so that if I click website, it goes to your website. If I click call, the phone will ring on your side. So if you then put in a specific name, a direct search, you are basically on that block. So that is the easiest and the cheapest way to do. That's your starting point for SEO. Then you can do all the other stuff like writing blogs and all of that.
Okay, wow. I never realized how important that my Google business listing actually is.
Absolutely. And the problem that most people don't know is, say, for example, I go to ABC Paints and I go and write a review and I publish it. It creates a listing for you in any case, whether you know it or not. And I've seen it how many times where people are unaware that there's actually a listing created for their business, and then you've got 10 one-star reviews, and you're not aware of that. You also don't answer the reviews. It's almost like business suicide to do that, because if I go and search for three paint companies and your paint company come up number first, the first thing I'm going to do is click on the block on the right, the Google My Business listing, and read your reviews. And if you're not managing that listing, it's like, you know, you don't know what people are saying about you out in the streets. It is absolutely pertinent that you register that listing.
Wow. And a big thanks to you, Rian, for making us realize this and for reminding us, because I'm sure a lot of people are going, whoa. I didn't know that.
Yes, no, definitely. And like I say, please, if there's anything, any takeaways out of today's talk, just go and register your Google My Business listing tomorrow, please.
Yeah, definitely. So, maak die saak, hoe klein jou besigheid is ie, al is het 'n koekwinkel, dan moet jy ook registreer, nee?
Absoluut. Ja. Jy kan enige besigheid registreer, so, ja. En as jy dit nie gaan doen, nie gaan iemand dit vir jou doen, ek beloof jou.
En ek denk nie, ja, dis wat ons nie wil hê nie, dit is nie goed nie, ja, dit is gevaarlik. Ja, maar mens kan hoor, die man weet waarvan hy praat, Rian Jordan, bye bye, dankie, thanks so much, and next week, we'll be talking about latest website trends for 2024, I'm looking forward to that, Rian.
Absolutely, and I can't wait for the talk.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Attention business owners and entrepreneurs, are you ready to take your online presence to new heights? Look no further than Rian Jordan Marketing, your one-stop solution for all your digital needs. Whether it's a stunning website, top-notch hosting services, eye-catching graphic designs, or social media marketing to boost your online presence, we can help. Our dedication to excellence and a track record of success is what sets us apart. Rian Jordan Marketing is trusted by both South African and international clients, delivering results that speak for themselves. Don't miss out on the opportunity to transform your online presence. Contact Rian Jordan Marketing today and let us turn your digital dreams into reality. Visit our website at rjdm.co.za or give us a call at 087-1488-408. Rian Jordan Marketing. Your success is our priority.